The heaven is as God.
鬼神并不是天上的上帝.
The spirits are not the God of heaven.
所以敬鬼神而言之.
And so be fearful and be honor the spirits, but be far away from them.
只不以怪力乱神.
And do not
Confucius never talk about something strange, something supernatural power, or something confusing, and some devils and spirits. We don't talk about that. 但是他是论到关于神的问题，上帝的事情。
But yet he did talk about the things of heaven.
所以四书里面就提到交色之礼，所以祭上帝。 The ritual of the 交色 is for worshipping or offering to God. 所以他提到上帝，提到天上的那位主宰。
So he talks about heaven and God.
那孔子对天道呢不了解。
He did not understand about the way of heaven.
所以呢他不能知道天道，退而求其次，只能知人道。
So that he could not understand the way of heaven, so that he can only talk about the secondary things, the way of man.
天道找不到，人道找得到。
Can't find the way of heaven, the way of man he can find.
所以孔子的一生只在人与人之间的关系里面来发挥他的思想。
And so his thought pattern was completely within the sphere of man.
孔子把人道分成五个关系。
He had five relations that he described for the relationship between man and man.
第一个关系是君臣的关系。
And the first is the relationship between the governed and the governed, the officer.
第二是父亲的关系。
Second relationship between the father and son.
第三是夫妻的关系。
The third is the relationship between the husband and wife.
第四是昆仲的关系。
The fourth is the relationship between brothers.
第五是朋友之间的关系。
And the fifth is the relationship between friends.
没有一个人活在这个世界上可以呢在这些关系里面完全没有份。
And there's no one who's living in this life who can have no relationship with these particular relationships.
人伦之间的关系。
This is the relationship of man to man.
这个有法则，有它的法则。
These are, of course, they have their principles.
有它的道在里面的。
And there are their ways within it.
君对臣要怎么样？
And how is the one who is official relating to the governed?
父与子之间的关系怎么样?
Father and son.
夫妻之间的关系怎么样?
Husband and wife.
这是辩证孔子人伦哲学里面最重要的一些原则。
And so these are the most important relationships that he has described of man to man.
把这些原则归纳起来只有两个字。
And when you put them all together, there are only two words.
就是忠同恕。
And this is the relationship of
这个 faithfulness and understanding. Or the love. 是上对下要恕, 下对上要忠。
And that is the one that is inferior has to have be faithful to the one above and the one above to love the one below.
所以孔子的论到天道他没有办法。
When he talks about the way of heaven, he can't talk about it.
所以在你在四书里你可以看到这样一句话：夫子之性以天道不可得而闻也。
And he says that he really cannot understand the way of heaven. And so he could only go up to this limit. And the second representative is Lao Tzu.
老子比孔子更老。
He was older than Confucius, that's why he's Lao.
今天中国的许多的青年人不懂老子，只懂老夫子。 这个很可惜的事情，就老子的影响也很大。
And this influence is really very great.
老子在唯心论方面的研究比孔子更深一层。
Actually, in this an
ideal,
in a study of the idealism, he is even greater than Confucius.
老子的形上学的研究是比孔子更伟大。
And in his investigation of
metaphysics,
he is even greater than Confucius.
所以对老子论的道有一些看法是比孔子更高一层的。
And so there are many thoughts that he had that his recognition was even greater.
老子80岁以后写了一本书叫做《道德经》。
And in his 80s, he wrote this book,
道德经。 The book of 道德经就是那个。 那这个道德经的第一章开门见山讲什么呢？
And the first opening page, he started off,
道可道非常道，名可名非常名。 The way that can be spoken out is not the eternal way. The name can be called that is not the eternal name. So the eternal name and eternal way, nowhere we can find the answer to express, to interpret, to understand, to get across the idea, to interpret, or to explain. 没有办法. 所以那个永远的道, 那永恒的道, 长道是不可道的。
And so this eternal way cannot be discerned.
这样呢,他就把那个人间所讲的话,从那永远的道,做一个 qualitative difference分开的。
And so he made a qualitative difference between the way of beyond the heaven and this way.
我们每一个人都在讲话。
We're all talking.
We're talking words. But the eternal word, and the words talked by people are totally different. 这个老子的思想是这样的。 到了第二五章的时候
，In chapter 25，
这老祖怎么样讲的
？And what did he say？
他讲一句很重要的话语
，In a very important statement，
有物混成，先天地生，独立而不改，可以为天下母，物不知其名，名字越大，强字越大。我先讲一次啊，这个的 meaning in English as there's something exists、before the existence of heaven and earth. It is independent and rotating everywhere. It is self-independent and never change, unchangeable. This, I don't know the name. It can be called the mother of heaven and the earth, and I don't know his name. I call it the way.Or I call it the greatness. 这个道，这个大是先天地而生的，比天地更早就有的。
And so the way of the greatness is even before the heavens and the earth.
就《道德经》第二十五章。
And so in chapter 25 it talks about it.
道德经第四十一章的时候。
And in chapter 41,
老子再讲一句很奇妙的话。
He spoke a very marvelous sentence.
他说这个道生一，一生二，二生三，三生万物。
Is the way gave birth to one and one to two, two to three and three to all things.
道生一
The way produced one.
一生二
One to two.
二生三
Two to three.
三生万有
Three produced everything.
我不要很详细的解释这一句话
I don't want to explain this too detailedly.
如果你读过这个西方的哲学历史，你知道在这个 Neoplatonism 就是 Great One, the Great One or the Oneness.那个 the starting one is the starting point of everything， 那就是神的自己。我今天不提那些事情。那这里告诉我们的万有是从道来的 ，everything from word， 一切是从道产生出来的。
Even in New Platonism in the Western culture, it talks about the one which then produces everything. But here it talks about the way producing the one and then all things.
圣经怎么讲
？What does the Bible say？
太初有道。
In the beginning was the word.
道与上帝同在。
The word was with God.
这个道就是上帝。
And the word was God.
这个道太初与上帝同在。
This word was in the beginning was with God.
万物都是借着他道。
All things were made through him.
我们看见这个圣经的话很奇妙。
And so he sees that the Bible is very marvelous.
我接触了这个东方人在中国的两个代表里面对道的寻求。
I've already introduced these two representatives of Chinese culture.
那么印度的哲学里面对这个道有怎么样的寻求呢
？And what about the Indians? What is their seeking after?
在印度的思想里面呢
？In the Indian thought,
他们知道宇宙万有一定有一些原则。
They realize that in the universe there must be some principle.
那是最伟大的原则，管理一切原则，那就是宇宙的大号。
And so they feel that there is something which controls all the forces in this universe, and this is the great way.
就在印度文叫做 Brahma.
And so this is the Brahma.
Brahma 就是宇宙中间的大道
，and this is the great way in the Hinduism.
那么印度人认为呢，人呢在这个宇宙的中间呢是唯一能明白大道的小道
，and so they feel that man is the only one within the great way that can understand this small way.
The only being can understand the great way in the universe is man, and man is called the small way. 这个小道呢，这印度人叫做 Ahman。
And so in the small way of man, this is in Hinduism, Atman.
人的最大的责任就是把小道归回大道里面。
And so the greatest responsibility of man is to place the small way into the great way.
当这个小道与大道合在一起的时候，人就明白一切的奥秘和生命的意义。
And when the small way fuses with the great way, then we can understand everything.
这是印度人对道的寻求。
And so this is the Indian way, the Hindu way of seeking.
你看这些中国的思想已经影响了整个东南亚。
And so we see the Chinese influence throughout all of the Southeast of Asia.
印度的思想也是影响了整个这个亚洲。
And the Indian and the Hindu influence has also pervaded the whole Asian continent.
东方与西方不同的地方在哪里
？The Eastern and the Western differences are where?
东方很注重经验。
In the Eastern culture, it emphasizes experience.
东方很注重方法。
And the way, the method.
东方很注重传统。
And the tradition.
所以呢 long history.
So there's a long history.
And all the experiences in Eastern society compose the Eastern civilization. 把东方的这个传统方法经验归纳起来，变成整个东方文化的精华。
And so this, in synthesis, then becomes the essence of the Eastern civilization.
所以中国人东方人是寻求道路。
And so the Eastern people seek after the way.
他们寻求的办法不是用头脑，那是用心性。
And in their pursuit, they use their heart,
the feeling and intuition in human heart, the intuitive function of man That's very important in Chinese or Oriental civilization. 所以这个呢 the way proves the feeling and consciousness and the function of the heart and mind. That is the Chinese or Oriental way to find for the way.
西方人这边What about the Westerner?
西方人的文化可以从两条路来做他们的原本。
In the Western culture, there are two ways in which they have thought to look
there
at
it. There are only two sources to compose the Western civilization. The first is Hellenistic culture, and second, Hebrew culture. 所以呢，西方来文化，从希腊文化西来西去，两西就变成西方文化。对，西方来文化给整个西方世界一个信仰的基础。
And so the Hellenistic, the Hebrew thoughts have influenced all of Western culture.
Hebrew culture contributes to the Western civilization, the foundation of faith, revelation, and religion. And Hellenistic culture contributes to the Western culture and civilization. The most important thing is the method.Of logic and epistemology and the way of research. 所以这样呢，整个西方呢，它的信仰是根据希伯来人的文化，它的科学的研究是根据希腊的逻辑精神来的。
And so the faith is based on this, the Hebrew concept and the reason and logic from the Hellenistic concept.
那么在这个希腊的文化里面呢
，In the Greek thought,
他们也在寻求这个道路。
They're seeking after the way.
那么他们对经验这一方面的这个了解，并没有对分析那一方面的了解那样重要。
And they have not realize the importance of experience as much.
所以他们对分析很看重的。
And so they emphasize very much the reasoning and logic.
所以他们这个整个字呢就从 logos 来的。
And this whole word comes from the word logos.
他们把这个道呢名叫 logos.
And they use the word the way as the logos.
在中国是道。
In China it is the way.
但在印度是这个 Brahma.
In Hinduism it's the Brahma.
在希腊是 logos.
In Greece it is logos.
最先用 logos 这个字是什么人呢？
The first person to use the word logos
是一个 philosophy of becoming school， 这个叫做 Heraclitus。
Heraclitus。
Heraclitus 认为一切的一切都是改变的。
He said that everything was changing。
那么什么都是改变，没有东西不变。
Everything changes。
什么都是改变，这件事是不变的。
Everything changes and there's nothing that doesn't change.
No. Everything is changing. Only this thing is never changed.
Only this thing never changes.
The only principle never changes. Everything is changing. 所以每一件事都是变，这个是不变的。
Only this thing doesn't change.
那么这个产生一切变的原因是什么呢
？What is this that affects all the changes?
支配一切改变的原理，那个叫做 logos.
The one that controls and affects all these changes, that is the logos.
他说呢，这个变的原理就像道一样，道就像火一样 ，just like fire.
The way is just like fire, logos is like fire.
一直不变的表现，它在变。
And he is affecting all the changes.
Constantly changes. In itself. And this constancy is unchangeable principle. Unchangeable principle of the inconsistency of consistent principle. That is like fire. 那么这个变呢，这个 logos 就产生这些的改变。
And so the logos affects all the changes.
啊，这个这个 Heraclitus 提到这个道的问题。
And so Heraclitus talked about logos.
以后到了这个 Stoic 的思想的时候呢
，And then with the Stoic thought,
就到这个 logos 变得很重要的一个东西了。
Logos became a very important thing.
我们现在西方人讲 logic.
When we talk about logic,
psychology,
logic,
theology, biology, 还有什么 logic 的？啊，哦，很多很多逻辑，你再去找了。
Lots of logic，
这个逻辑都是从 logos 这个字来的。
They all come from this word。
换句话说，一切的东西都有道在支配。
And that is to say, everything has a way of controlling.
Logos is the basic principle in biology. The basic principle in philology, or in words, in language, in linguistic research, in science, in physiology, in chemistry, in physics, and everything, logos is inside.That is the meaning. 所以是道支配一切的原理。
And so logic pervades and affects all kinds of ways.
所以他们结果呢就找出了一条要寻求真理的心出来了。
And so there is a thought to pursue after truth.
所以 the Western way is not seeking for the way, but the Western way is seeking for the truth. They are not using the heart and the mind as the most principal method, as instrument and the means to research, but they use the reason.
所以他们不用心性，用理性去发展。我告诉你，你听中国人讲道，从听美国人讲道，一听就知道不一样的地方在哪里。中国人讲道很多新的感觉，美国人讲道很多理的分析。
So in the Greek way of thinking is very reason, they use logic and trying to find for the truth. And if you listen to a Chinese or a Western preacher, you can discern the difference. One is based on experience and the other based on reason and logic.
I'm in between the Western and Eastern. 所以你听我讲到喊中国人不一样，喊美国人也不一样。
So are we different from Americans or from Chinese?
我用的心的力量，用理的分析配合起来来讲道，所以不一样。
So I use my experiences from out of my heart and the reason and logic out of my mind.
中国人讲得很注重经验啊，做梦啊，见证啊，什么上帝的大能，这个东西。
So, Chinese, they like to talk about the experiences, the testimony, and their visions, and God has given to them.
西方人讲得很注重的一条一条把这个道理讲得清楚出来。
And in the Western thought, it's very carefully, very logically explained one by one.
中国人彻夜没有好好研究，就是祖宗传下来，他就吃下去了。
In the Chinese tradition, we eat herbs, herbal medicines that are passed on by tradition from our ancestors.
为什么你要喝这个药呢？
Why do you want to drink this?
已经是二十六代传下来了。
Because 26 generations we have passed
the on. 如果有毒啊，我的祖宗早就死光了。
If there's a poison, my ancestors already died.
所以这个历史证明它是对。
In history, this is proven it's right.
西方人吃药不管这一道，他也拿在 microscope 下面，在这 library 下，这个什么？在这个实验室里面。
And so, but the Westerner, he will put this in the microscope in the lab.
在 lab 里面他也研究到底对不对。
Investigate whether it's right or not.
所以东方人注重道路。
And so the Easterner emphasizes the way.
西方人注重真理。
The Westerner emphasizes the truth.
东方人注重心性的感受，神特别给我特别的亮光。
And the Easterner talks about my feeling, how God has given me the light.
西方人特别注意怎么样把圣经的真理系统化，有一道的神就出来，怎么样讲出来。
And the Westerner talked about the synthesis of the scriptures and how logically it is.
东方人注重传统。
And the Easterner emphasizes tradition.
西方人注重分析。
And the Westerner emphasizes dissection and analysis.
这是两种不同的道理。
So there are two different ways.
我问你，耶稣在哪里生下来？
And where was Jesus born?
耶稣不生在东方。
Jesus was not born in the east, not in the west.
Jesus in the middle.
He's right in the middle. When he was born,
we look at this, Chinese say, Western people's religion,
and so the Easterners, the Chinese say, oh, that's only a Western religion. Americans say, oh, it's an Eastern religion.
This is the Middle East, not too far.
It is actually Middle East.
Jesus in the middle.
In the middle.
Jesus is Asian, not a European.
It's Asian and not European.
所以你们亚洲人不要自卑感。
So yeah, Asians don't have a feeling of inferiority.
耶稣生在亚洲。
Because Jesus was actually born in Asia.
他生出来以后他怎么讲呢？
What did he say when he was born?
他是东方人，你们找到吗？
The Eastern people have you found?
Are you seeking the way?
Are you seeking the way?
I am the way.
I am the way.
Are you seeking the truth?
And he talks to the Westerners, are you seeking the truth?
I am the truth.
I am the truth.
你看到吗？
You see that?
我盼望你明白这个大道理。
This is a great truth.
耶稣基督，我就是道路。
And Jesus says, I am the way.
孔子，你找吗？
Confucius, you're looking.
你找我。
You're looking for me.
老子，你在找吗？
老子 ，you looking?
啊，去印度人，你在找吗
？Hindus, are you looking?
The way which is sought by Confucius, by Lao Tzu, and all the philosophers in Eastern countries and in the system of religion in Hinduism is Jesus Christ.他们正在找我们找到的就是基督。
And all seeking after him and they haven't found him and that is Jesus.
基督对西方说 Are you seeking the truth? I am that truth. 如果你看言论 I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. 那个 the only one truth, the only one way, and the only one life. 那是独一的。那是独一的路。
That's the only way.
耶稣基督说我就是那独一的道路。
Jesus says, I am the only way, the way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣就在这个世界中间。
Jesus was in the middle of the world.
他说 I am the truth.
I am the truth.
I am the way.
I am the way.
他还加上一句什么？
What did he say?
I am the light.
I am the light. He added one word.
Great philosophers.
All the great philosophers.
In the life of them, they are seeking for the truth. Finally, they died without obtaining the truth. All the religious founders, they're seeking for the way.They died on the halfway. 他们找路找到半路就死掉了。他们找真理，结果他们进到坟墓里面去了。
耶稣基督得胜死亡，从死里复活说
I am the life. Jesus Christ, he overcame death itself, he was resurrected, and he overcame all, and he has life.
他把死亡战胜了 overcame
的，
他复活了。那现在我们把这些都谈过了以后呢？
And so after we talk about all this,
我要给大家思想一个很重要的这个关于主动性的问题。
And we think about the activism, a very important aspect.
Initiative. 人与神之间。
Man and God.
人可以找到神吗
？Man is here. Can you find God?
Can man find out God? Spiritual understanding has been polluted.
Because our spiritual understanding is polluted.
The reasoning power has been polluted.
Our reasoning power is polluted.
The intuition of understanding God has been polluted.
Intuition is polluted.
我们的一切都已经玷污了。
Everything is already polluted.
We still have that kind of initiative.
But we still have that initiative.
We still have that kind of motivation. We still have that kind of willingness. We want to know. But the limit and the paradoxical life have made us bounded in our conflict and contradiction. There's no way.Not a possibility. And the only possibility to know God is by the initiative of God who will to reveal himself to man. He came to man. That is the significance of incarnation. 道成肉身。道成肉身住在人的中间，这是表示神关怀人到一个地步，他自己来到人的中间。
The way became the flesh, and so that is God became as a man in this earth.
不是我们去找他
，but as we are looking for him.
他来找我们
，but he came to look.
他来到人的中间来
，he came amongst us.
他来做人
，and he became man.
当人要变成道的时候呢
，and as man wants to go the way,
那个理想是高超的不得了。
This thought is so high and lofty.
当道来做成人的时候
，and when the way comes to man,
那个外表是卑微的不得了
，he became so humble.
你注意听这两句话
，and you listen carefully.
当人要寻找道的时候。
As man is seeking the way,
那个理想是高得不得了。
This thought is so lofty.
当道来做成人的时候
，when the way comes to be man,
他披戴的形象是卑微的不得了。
And you assume the form of such humbleness.
许多的人不能从耶稣基督的身上看见他就是道。
And so many people cannot see the way in him.
为什么呢
？Because
因为他们被罪蒙蔽了。
Because they are clouded and masked by sin.
他们看见的是耶稣基督外形。
They can only see the external appearance of Jesus.
他看见的耶稣就造成了肉身的卑微的形状。
And so they see the way become flesh, and they can only see the external appearance.
我的时间不够。
I don't have that much time.
如果我有几个钟头的时间
，If I have several hours of time,
我可以继续同你谈到关于耶稣基督造成肉身所表彰出来的超过万形的本质是什么。
And then we can see the true nature, the true characteristics of Jesus coming in the form of man.
去年我在台湾，我单单讲腓立比书第二章第六节到第十一节，我讲了八个晚上。
In last year in Taiwan, I talked on Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 11. That already took me 8 hours.
At night. 八个晚上。
At night.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们的时间不够。
We don't have that much time.
但是我要告诉你
，But I want to tell you.
只有两条路。
There's only two ways.
一条要人去的路。
That is the way that man goes.
一条是神来的路。
The other way is God's way.
这条路是一个不可能的路。
This way is an impossible way.
你的人是有限的。
Because man is limited.
这条路是唯一可能的路。
This is the only possible way.
因为神是无限的。
Because God is not limited.
从今天开始
，From this day onwards.
我要你们知识分子。
I want you intellectuals
好好思想什么叫做 qualitative difference between Christ and the rest of our other religion founders.
I want you to consider this, the qualitative difference between Christ and other religions.
这是 quantitative difference.
Not the quantitative differences.
那是 qualitative difference.
But the qualitative differences.
你明白我的意思吗
You understand?
有一个人我说你没有孩子
Some person I say you don't have a child.
他说但是我有八只狗
But I have eight dogs.
Even though I don't have a child, I have eight dogs. So you have 八只狗 I don't know. I do not want to know how many dogs you have. That's quantity. The difference between dog and man is quality. You understand me? You may have 40 dogs, barking everywhere, around your house, just like a Jew. But they are still dogs. But if you have a son, that's qualitative difference.
Man is not animal. Animal is not man. Qualitative difference. I don't know how many cars do you have, but you cannot get your car with wind and fly up, because car is car. The only run on the highway, cannot run on the low way. Cannot run in the airway. But if you have a plane, if even though your airplane is so small, your car is so big, so heavy, a plane got a qualitative difference. They can fly up. Now, the difference between Christ and the founders in all the religions is qualitative difference. He is God became man, and not man seeking for God. 这是不同的地方.
This is the difference.
耶稣基督说,
Jesus said,
我就是道路,
I am the way,
我就是真理,
the truth,
我就是生命,
and the life.
若不借助我,
if it is not by me,
没有一个人回到父那里,
no one can go to the Father.
我先问你,
I will ask you,
请问你认识他吗?
Do you know him?
你接受了他吗?
Have you accepted him?
你把他以别的宗教的教主等量齐观吗?
Do you consider him just like any other religious leader?
如果是这样的话,
if it really is,
that is the greatest misunderstanding in your knowledge, in your life. 那是你生命中间最大思想上的误解。今天下午,
this afternoon,
我奉主的名对你说,
in the Lord's name, I cannot call you.
耶稣基督是神来到做人。
Then God, Jesus is God come into man.
I will close this sermon with very, very short story. 我要结束这个故事，以一个故事来做结束。有一天呢, 这个 Robert Browning 在伦敦走路的时候,
one day Robert Browning was walking in London.
下雨。
It was raining.
所以他就跑到小街道的中间,
he went to the small alley.
他在屋檐的下面呢, 他就等着雨停。
Under the awning, he was just waiting for the rain to stop.
One of the greatest poets in the history of man, Robert Browning. 他的太太, Elizabeth Browning. Both of them are so great. So Robert Browning 在那里看的时候, 突然间有一个东西吸引他的注意。
And then as he was standing there, something attracted him.
在那条小街道的对面有一个房子叫 Browning Society.
And then over there in a small area, he saw this label over a house and says the Browning Society.
Browning Society? I'm the Browning. That's the Browning Society. So it's the Browning, this Browning. There's so many Brownings in England. So he was attracted. So he went far to go into the house.
And then when he went to this, house,
他看见有一些人在念他的诗,
there are people there who were reading his poem.
One chairman and the rest are men on the chair. And the chairman stood up and said, this is the newly released poetry by Robert Browning. Every one of you have the copy, and now I read it. Afterwards, I will make interpretation for this poetry. You agree or not, you may stand up and talk. 他就开始讲, according to my opinion, this verse, this sentence must be interpreted like this, like that. 另外一个人说, I don't agree.
Somebody said, I don't agree.
他们站起来了。他们都在那边讨论的。
They were discussing very heatedly.
这个 original Browning 听了很不舒服。
The original Browning, he was sitting there and he felt very uncomfortable.
因为那些人呢, 随便解释他的文章。
Because they were interpreting his poems in their own way.
所以到最后呢, 耐不住的, 这个Browning就站起来了。
And so and finally, when Browning, he could not contain himself any longer, he stood up.
I don't agree with you all.
I don't agree with you all.
According to my opinion, this must be interpreted like this. 他就讲了。
And so he said this.
这是不是一个很大的福气啊?
And isn't this a great blessing?
The original Browning come.
Because the original Browning was here.
In the midst of them.
In the middle of them.
但是他怎么样讲?
And what did they say?
他们大家看他。
They all looked at him.
看他。 Yeah, the chairman said, who are you?
The chairman said, who are you?
Place it down.
Sit down.
You are not qualified enough to talk here. You are even not our member. If you want to be our member, apply first. God at examination, and you go through examination and pass. We are going to accept you as one of our members. And you can talk, but not now. Please sit down. 这个Browning给他这样讲了以后呢, 太难过了。
And so he was very sad when he said that to him.
就是 the Browning Society, no place for original Browning. 所以这个 Browning,
this was the Browning Society, but there was no place for the original Browning. So he got up,
头低下去,
and he bowed his head,
我就走了,
and he walked out.
Never came back.
Never came back.
没有再回来。 永远不回来。
never come back.
让那些人
so that those people
claim the authority of Browning's poetry.
They claim the authority of Browning's poetry.
Without the origin of Browning.
Without the original Browning.
Let me tell you, that is exactly the case, exactly the conditions of the human search for the way and God in religion. When the true God incarnated himself, come, penetrate, and break through the limit between the temporality and eternity. Come to visit man, his creation. He come to visit us. Man say, who are you? You're not even qualified as a member in our society. Crucified him and hanging on the cross. And Jesus said, forgive them, Father. The original word, the original way, had been taken away from human society. Praise the Lord. He is from eternity to eternity, the only way, the only truth, and the only life in between man and God. Will you say to him, Lord Jesus, give me the faith like this, and I now humble myself to accept you as my personal Savior. Will you? This moment, make the glorious and the right decision for your Creator and your Redeemer. 我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
Lord, we thank you for your visit to the world, for your manifestation in the history, for your incarnation in the human society. Lord, we thank you for your crucifixion, for your offering, have been delighted by God. We thank you for the accomplishment of thy salvation. And we thank you for the work of Holy Spirit to reveal this truth to man. Lord, we thank you for illumination from the Holy Spirit so that we can know there is no way from man, by man's initiative, to come to the true knowledge of God. We thank you, God. Only you can shine forth the eternal light toward our heart. You are God. You are the truth. You are the way. And you are the life. Cleanse us. Teach us. And accept us. Right now. Give us the right faith. Create the true faith in us. From now on. Until we meet you. The day of glory. Forgive all our sins before, in which we rejected you, we apart from you, and we sinned against you. O Lord, our Savior and our Master, we kneel down before you, we humble ourselves, we come to you and confess all our sins, and open our heart and say, Jesus, come in today. Come in today in my heart. Be with me. Lead me on the right way. And save me. Forgive my sins. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the reconciliation accomplished in Jesus Christ. Hear our prayer. 主啊，我们感谢你为我们成就了救恩，你来到世界道成肉身。主啊，我们若拒绝你，我们负了这么大的救恩，我们怎么能陶醉呢？主啊，你就是那道路、真理、生命，除了你以外，没有人回到父那里。主啊，我们今天怎么样在用自己的办法来离开你，怎么样用各样的借口来拒绝你，我们都不能拯救我们自己。主啊，求主你的爱再次激励我们，给我们有这样的信心，因为这个信是你所赐的。说你的道已经传开了，求主你在辛辛那提这个地方，特别在华人的社会中间做你奇妙的工作。主啊，给我们不以我们的理性为神，主啊，给我们清楚知道我们的理性是已经受了玷污的理性，你的启示要把我们从理性主义中间解脱出来。主啊，你要帮助我们，使我们的思想走在真理的道路里面。主啊，感谢你，你就是道路，你就是真理，就是生命。
奉耶稣基督的名。大家人就低头。我要问一个问题，有哪一个人你说我愿意更多明白基督教的真理，更多认识耶稣基督？
As we bow our heads, is anyone who wants to know more about and to understand the Lord Jesus?
很严肃的，在你一生的过程中间，求主继续光照你。
The Lord might continue to illuminate you in your life.
有这样的人。
If you have such a person,
请你把手举起来。
That you may raise your hand.
举了放下去。
Raise your hand and you can
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else you want to know more about Christianity and Christ? Would you please raise up your hand? Anyone else? 感谢主，举了放下去了。不要看别人，你自己思想你的问题。
And look at other people.
给我问第二个问题。
Second question.
有哪一个人今天下午你说我接受耶稣基督？ Anyone else? You say I accept Jesus Christ as my own Lord and Savior tonight. Would you please today you accept Jesus Christ?Raise up your hand. 有哪一个人今天接受主，请把手举起来。有哪一个人？感谢上帝，感谢上帝。Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Now you accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Will you please raise up your hand? 还有哪一个人？举了放下去。After you raise up, put it down. 还有哪一个人？今天下午你听了主的道，你愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主，请你把手举起来。还有哪一个人？感谢主，举了放下去。还有没有呢？若是没有，我要问第三个问题。有哪一个人你说我愿意接受，但是我还有许多的困难，理性的困难，文化的困难，家庭的困难。 You say I want to make decision to accept Jesus Christ, but I still have a lot of problem, cultural problem, background of my family, or my family, or my parents, or my thinking, logical problem. You say I have a lot of problem to solve. I cannot make decision now. I want to make decision, but I have problem. We are going to pray for you.These kind of people, would you please raise up your hand? 有哪一个人有困难的举手？感谢主，举了放下去。还有哪一个人？你愿意接受还有困难？感谢主，举了放下去。还有哪一个人 ？Anyone else? 还有没有呢？若是没有，我要问另外一个问题。今天是最后一天，我在这里布道。我问第四个问题：有哪一个人？你说基督徒，请注意听。我愿意好好追求，好好祷告。若是主愿意，我愿意把自己奉献，做他的见证人，无论是部分时间。或者无论是全世界，求主自己引导。Anyone, if we want to be the witness of the Lord, even for part-time or full-time serving the Lord, you say, I am seeking for the will and the guidance of Holy Spirit to dedicate myself to be the witness of Jesus Christ. Would you please raise up your hand? 有哪一个人？感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，说放下去。所以我问最后一个问题，有哪一个人你就感到如果主呼召你愿意以基督徒的这一份子回到大陆来做工好好祷告，如果主愿意，我不知道主有没有这样事，这样的计划在你身上，你预备自己在中国人的同胞中国的大陆为主做见证，如果主许可你预备。 Those who want to prepare yourself to know clearly about the guidance and the will of God to go to China as a Christian profession to witness for the Lord.You prepare yourself to seek for the will of God. Would you please raise up your hand? 有哪一个人？感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，手放下，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，手放下来，手放下来。现在我最后要把一个荣耀归给主。有哪一个人你说这几天的聚会，我的信心都是坚固，我要把荣耀归给主。 Those who say in your heart, I have been strengthened, my faith has been strengthened in these few meetings, I want to glorify God. Would you please?Raise up your hand. 感谢主，感谢上帝，感谢上帝。我们大家站起来。Everybody stand up. 请何小东弟兄带领我们祷告。
Let the whole lead us in prayer, please.
因为我们感谢上帝，谢谢你的恩典，做完今天我们知道他从古到现在，东方西方，我们都寻找的道路。主啊，虽然寻找的方式不一样，但是都在寻找你。当他们都是，都想用人的方法来寻找你，
主啊，
但是没有办法寻找你。
主啊，
因为我们都是思想都污染了。
主啊，
我们没有办法寻找你。
主啊，
我们又被我们的偏见所污染了，我们没办法寻找你。
是。
感谢主，
感谢。
如果你不道成时间时候，我们知道我们没有永远没办法达到你那里去。感谢主，因为我们当时因为做我们当时距离这么远，我们智慧没有办法达到。
主啊，主啊，
没有办法你明白。就像是我们看见，就是像你把自然力当作神，就像我把道德力也当作神，就像是把。把世界上一切都当成神迹，但我们有时候没有办法知道，不知道这些都是你所创造。
主啊，
主啊，甚至于我们里面一切的道德观，一切都是出于你。我们里面的这个就是标准也是出于你。
主啊，
我们一切的道德源源也是出于你，但是我们都不知道，我们以这为骄傲。主啊，甚至于主啊，你乃是天上真神，就来到我们当中对我们拒绝，就像。那个 Brownie 那个诗人说他来到那个会议当中，那些人都是接纳，
是啊，
就是一种什么回事？我们就是现在那个来到我们人当中，我拒绝你，又有什么所谓关系？是这样。欧洲啊，我感谢上帝，谢谢人间。今天我们这些做出多么大的福分，我们感激接受你，对，是吧？我们感到快乐，也谢谢主神。这两天聚会当中，今天我们看见那么多的人举手，有些人今天在正式聚会当中愿意接受你做的救赎，有些人在这聚会当中愿意重新开始走出你的道路，有些人在这些人当中愿意把奉献自己，将来有一天看见我们到这个大陆去传福音，我们也愿意去。欧洲啊，也确实是在这几天当中，我们信心本来软弱，得到坚固。我们特别感谢上帝，谢谢你的恩典，这是父神通主你莫大的恩典临到我身上。我们也很求主，那些接受你的人，那种一步一步对你的道理，那么懂你的道理，对你的真理更清楚明白。谢谢你的恩典，真感到感谢，奉主耶稣基督。
阿门。十字架，永是我的荣耀。我从最多的心结，为靠耶稣宝血。请坐。
这是信诚中国教会免费出借和低价出售录音带的侍奉工作。我们的目的是要借着录音带的侍奉来荣耀主耶稣基督的圣名。神把这个负担放在我们心中，要我们借着录音带将神的话以各种不同的方言供给全世界各地华侨的需要。我们热切盼望您能利用录音带来完成以下各项工作。第一，领人归主，向您家人亲戚、朋友、邻居传扬主恩惠的福音，使他们都能得着神所赐的喜乐、平安和永生。第二，坚固信徒的信心，使他们在属灵上越发增长成基督的模样。第三，使信徒更加认识神的慈爱和大能，愿意全心依靠他过快乐的基督徒生活。除此以外，我们更盼望您能在自己教会成立录音带的图书馆，使更多人蒙福。如果有任何需要，请来信和我们联系。通讯地址为 P.O. Box 39455 Cincinnati, Ohio 45239。 谢谢您收听我们的录音信息。